Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. It's time for Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. It's all about your favorite TV shows and how they relate to your life. Now, here are the two hosts of Take Two.
Welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James. And our show topics today are beauty tips, how we put a good outfit together, and spring trends. So you have to stay tuned to find out about those.
It will be very exciting.
So on to our first topic, our favorite outfits. So I had a hard time doing this.
Me too.
So what I did was I picked a winter, I picked a casual, and I just picked one that I like to wear a lot. So that's kind of how I did it. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but let's hope.
I just picked three random outfits. So here we go.
Let's hear yours.
So one of my favorite shirts to wear is, it's like this white shirt with ruffles. I love it. Super comfy. And I also wear my favorite pair of flare jeans. I like flare jeans a lot better than skinny.
Skinny jeans kind of get uncomfortable, and, you know, flare jeans, they're really comfortable, and they accentuate your shoes also.
Yeah, and they always look so good on, too.
Because it's kind of awkward to pair flats with skinny jeans, you know, mm-hmm. or tennis shoes, you know? So that's just how I feel about that.
Yeah. And then with my flare jeans, I wear my old man shoes. I will be posting a picture of them on Facebook.
On our Facebook page. So yes. You got to check that out and become a fan. Just
look
search
it up.
If you have a Facebook, just search Take Two. Is it Take Two Alexis and Ellie Sanders? Alexis James and Ellie Sanders. So look us up and become a fan. So, and then I'll share my number whatever outfit. It's not in any particular order. So I wore this a few shows ago. I'm like, I feel so bad because it's like I'm sharing it again, even though I already shared it. So anyway, I like to wear my green long sleeve shirt. It makes my eyes look really good. And it's from Aeropostale. And then my Grace in LA jeans, which I got up in Prescott at this little store. And it's really nice. And then all I have for tennis shoes is Vans, a black pair of Vans. So that's all I have. So I couldn't pair it with flats.
Are those jeans the one with like the stuff?
Bedazzled butt.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's like one of the little crusader mm-hmm. symbols, and it's all bedazzled, so I love it. So what's your second outfit?
I just bought at American Eagle this black and white floral dress. I love it.
Have you worn it to school?
No, I wore it to one field trip we took.
Oh, the one I wasn't at.
Yeah.
So how do you pair that with everything?
I wear black flats with it for the day because I don't want to wear heels with it. And then I carry a pink purse for a little pop of color.
And always make sure that your outfit isn't one color because that just, it's not that interesting.
No.
You know, I'm sorry, but it's not. If you're going to focus on one color, make your shirt that color. And then make an accessory that color too. So the other one is my shirt. This is my comfortable one. It says, use your heart, do your part. And it's really comfortable and it's a little see-through, so I wear a tank top under it. A dark blue tank top because it's like a light blue. And then my Paris blue jeans, which are kind of a medium dark color. Don't know if that makes sense. And then with, of course, my black Vans because I don't have any other shoes.
Yeah,
well,
I like
other
that
shoes.
Shirt
yeah.
You wore a few days ago.
It's really comfortable and, you know, it's not tight or anything. So mm-hmm. it's so comfortable.
One of my other favorite outfits is I have a black and white striped dress. I really like
She really likes dresses this season.
I really do.
Well, dresses are really in this season because it's starting to get, you know, a little hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want to have the jeans on because, you know, let's face it, sometimes it gets sweaty in there.
And you feel so free in a dress.
I don't have any, well, I have one dress, but it's a gray dress, so it's not really with the summer, you know? I need to get a dress.
We should go shopping.
Yes, we should.
And then I also pair that with a black belt, not like the karate one, but like a cute one. And then cobalt blue ballet flats for another little pop of color.
Oh, so what I do is I have this black top, and the top has ruffles on it, and then a gray cardigan. It's kind of a thin, thick combo. I don't know if that even makes sense, but it's like that, and then a weave belt, you know?
Yeah.
One of the weave belts. And then my Grayson LA jeans. So those are our favorite outfits. And so just going over them again, like, I like my outfits because they're comfortable. I try not to buy clothes that are uncomfortable because nobody
Same
likes
here.
That. Nobody likes that. So what's your favorite outfit and why? Like, if you had to pick one. If you were on a desert island. 2 days in a row, we have had that question.
Yeah.
So I'd probably pick my use your heart, do your part shirt with the pants.
And I'd probably pick my white shirt with ruffles.
Because you want to be comfortable if you go to a desert island.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to be able to climb trees.
And swim for fish.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to be stuck on a desert island because it'd be like a whole new habitat. You know?
Yeah, and then you wouldn't take anything for granted.
But I've got to admit, I wouldn't survive. I wouldn't even know how to build a house. I'd be like chopping down some trees trying to... It wouldn't work. Just wouldn't work. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. I am Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our show topic today is beauty tips. So there are so many different beauty tips, but we've compiled some of the best ones that there are. So Ellie, how about you kick us off?
How we're going to do this is we'll start with the beginning of your day.
And give you tips on how to stay your gorgeous self.
So you wake up and need to start getting ready for school. Before you apply any makeup, if you wear it, make sure your face is completely clean.
If your face has dirt on it, the makeup will just clog pores and cause pimples, which is a serious problem because even if you do moisturize the day after you find a pimple, it's still going to be hard to get rid of it because what causes a pimple is dirt gets in your skin, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's really hard to get it out, too. We learned all about it. Blackheads are one of the worst to get rid of because it's dirt in a pore that hasn't have any air, right? So usually around your nose. So let's get on with this.
Also, to avoid causing breakouts, try using an exfoliating scrub with, like, beads in it to wipe off the oil and dead skin cells.
To keep skin healthy, dermatologists recommend that teens use a mineral-based makeup.
For example, like, one of my favorites is Bare Minerals. It's the only makeup I'll use.
Now let's go on to brushing your teeth. No matter how pretty your teeth are, you still need to have healthy gums. So floss, floss, and floss some more.
Flossing will also help prevent bad teeth. And remember, some whitening toothpastes can hurt your teeth. So if you have to use a whitening toothpaste, try using one that protects your teeth enamel too.
And even if you have braces, you need to get the little weaving things that floss your teeth, and that's what I do. So now on to doing your makeup. Just remember that sometimes makeup will look different outside than it does in your bathroom, so maybe try going into a different room and seeing the light, or
opening a window to let some natural light in.
Now it's after school. Again, to keep the face clean, try washing it with hot water and some soap, preferably a face cleansing soap. What's one of your favorite face cleansers?
I either use Bare Minerals, this foaming face cleanser thing, or the Neutrogena Exfoliating Scrub.
I usually use Clean Clear, and I use three of the types. I use the orange one, which I believe prevents blackheads, the green one, which prevents oily skin, I believe, and then the yellow one, which prevents, I don't even know why, I think it's just pimples in general. Now, I kind of want to talk about this a little. They have little beads in them that supposedly have bursts of energy, and it really helps me wake up in the morning.
I use that at our vacation home.
So the reason I like this is because in the morning it actually wakes me up. And I like it after school because, you know, I'm really tired after school and it's been a rough day. Well, depends. And it just wakes me up with a burst. So the one I started off with was the orange one because that's the one advertised. And I'd probably give it, I mean, I really like the smell. It was citrus. So I'd probably get that out of a 10, probably an 8. The green one, I don't remember what scent it was. I think it was fragrance-free. I'd probably give it maybe an 8.5 because it woke me up and I didn't have to deal with the harsh smells.
Yeah.
The yellow one was my favorite. I couldn't even tell what the scent was, but it just wakes me up at the same time while cleaning my face. And one of the nice things about it is I can clean my face, and usually you want to clean your face and get it right off because it kind of stings, you know?
Who makes it?
Clean and Clear.
That's what
I thought. So you got to go check it out. I really do recommend it. And the reason I recommend it is because it really does clear your face. Because even if I get a pimple one day, it'll be probably gone by the next day.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. And they have a bunch of other really nice products. We used to use Acne Free, which there are about 4 steps. And it's a really big hassle. And it kind of stings on your face.
Yeah, like proactive too.
I haven't had an experience to try that because I'm so happy with Clean and Clear. So I really do recommend it. They don't have a bunch of harsh dyes in them, so that's why I really like it, because for people who are allergic, you know, they can use it without having a harsh reaction to it.
Yeah.
And it's natural, you know. I mean, it's not, like, artificial, you know. So it's really nice. I recommend it. It makes my face feel amazing.
Yeah, because a lot of products that I've used have actually, like, been too harsh and have made my skin, like, itchy.
If it's too harsh for you, I've had one before and I accidentally left it on my face for a little bit longer, like maybe 30 seconds, and it started to burn and I had red patches everywhere. So you got to check and make sure what the directions say before you do it. So also, you need to
remember to wash your face before you go to bed, even at sleepovers, which we have so often.
I have this trick, a baby diaper, you know, the little baby cloth diapers.
Mm-hmm.
If you put that on your pillow before you go to bed, it absorbs all the oil out of your face.
Really?
Yeah, it does. They used to do it for my brother Kyle because he used to have little whiteheads on his face as a baby. So they used to put it down and it absorbed everything. So if you have a really bad problem with acne, try using that.
I've never heard that before.
I hadn't either until a few days ago, but it's really effective and I recommend it. I mean, it might not take all the acne out, but you gotta keep doing your daily face washing with that. So let's take a break. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to The Voice America Kids.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Take 2 on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program, Take Two, on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
Our show topic today is how we do our makeup.
So for the guys out there, I'm sorry, but this applies to you too. Okay? So Ellie, how about you share about your makeup routine first?
Well, I like to keep it natural looking because I think people should see you, not your makeup. So first, I wash my face, and then I apply my Neutrogena concealer to cover up any flaws that might be on my face.
Mm-hmm. Any pimples or?
Yes.
Because you have so many. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Thanks. No.
I'm
kidding. Then I apply foundation. I take a makeup brush and I lightly dust the powder onto my face. Make sure you get your neck, too, so that your skin looks even.
And for in between your nose, use a small brush. Like, A eyeshadow brush probably would work for this.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go out and buy a completely separate brush.
Let's see. Then I apply my Bare Minerals Mineral Veil, which gives you the final airbrushed look.
Since the airbrushed look, it looks really cool. Have you seen Kelly Clarkson's album?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it? It looks really cool. It's completely airbrushed, and she looks amazing on it. I just got to say that.
Covers up any flaws.
Yes.
Then for my eyes, I apply Bare Minerals Eye Primer to help the eyeshadow stay on longer and enhance its color. Then I apply a tan eyeshadow to the eyelid.
And here's my eye trick.
Yes, Alexis taught me this trick. I take a dark brown eyeshadow, and I put it in the crease of my eye. And it really makes your eyes stand out.
I really like what Ellie does because she uses like a light pink and then on the inside the brown.
Oh, why, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I also take some brown eyeshadow and put a little bit of it in the corner of my eye so that the eye color looks brighter.
Okay.
And then finally, I apply a little bit of eyeliner on the top lid and a bit of mascara to the top lashes only.
Oh, okay. So I can't even look at what I wrote because I'm going to completely mess it up. So I start off with washing my face with the face wash that we talked about earlier, the Morning Burst. And then I go on to adding the foundation. And I start off with my eyeshadow because I don't want it to mess up my mascara. So I do that first. And I do a really light brown on the bottom. And then I do a little bit of a lighter brown on the top. So, occasionally I'll do a darker brown, but I didn't today, so. And then I do my mascara, because I want it to dry before I do my eyeliner, because my eyeliner, it makes my eyes really dried out, because I hold it down and put it on the inside of my eye, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, it gets it really dried out, so that it stinks. And then I only use this one color. It's like a peachy color. It's called Slap Happy. And I was going to buy this other one, but I grabbed that one instead. So it's called Amazement by CoverGirl. And my eyeshadow is CoverGirl too. And it comes with like four colors. It's all earth colors, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, let's see. My mascara is The Blackest Black, and it's One by One by Maybelline. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of Maybelline, but not that.
It's really good because it actually doesn't do it one by one. It was falsely advertised, I believe. But it doesn't clump it either, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of an in-between. What kind do you use, did you say?
Bare Minerals.
Okay. Everything is Bare Minerals. Okay.
Yep.
So then what I do is I put my chapstick on, which we got at the gym. Don't ask. It was in the bathroom. Not somebody else's. they had a little sample bowl for this dentist place, so we took some, and it was really good. It's tropical. And then I put on the Amazement lip gloss, and the CoverGirl eyeliner I'm obsessed with right now is Perfect Point. You don't have to sharpen it, because it's always Perfect Point, I mean, that would only make sense that it's a perfect point.
Yeah, that's kind of the name.
So, I tried Revlon Color Stay, and it's really hard. Like, it stays hard. I don't know if it's just that one.
Eyeliner has to be just right.
I only use the crayon stuff, never the pencil. So, that's basically my morning routine. I think I said everything. Yes, I did. And then I have to do the whole hair thing, which I usually don't even bother with.
Yeah.
Cause,
same here.
I just put it up in a ponytail and go. So, you know, Ellie's is always Bare Minerals, and I just do a variety of stuff because I like to take bits and pieces of different things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I like to do the brown on my eyes because it kind of lightens up my eyes a little because I think they're dark naturally, and then the eyeshadow kind of lightens
your eyelids are dark naturally?
No, my eyes, the actual eye.
The color
eye color.
Part?
Yeah, it's a little darker.
Your eyes are so pretty. They're like a brown.
She just opened my eye up, and crazy stuff always happens in here. Like the spider, for instance.
Oh, just, Christopher.
Oh, Christopher. Miss that guy. He's in Florida now having a great time. So that's our daily routine. So you're listening to Voice America Kids. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our show topic today is...
How to Find New Friends.
So, I've never actually had to do this except for at youth group, so...
Oh, I've never had to do this.
Oh, even at ballet?
Oh, yeah, I take that back.
Okay, so, what we're gonna do is we're gonna act it out for you.
Yep.
So, my stage name is Betsy.
And mine is Charlotte.
It wasn't Charlotte in the car.
Yeah, but I forgot what it was. Oh, Cassandra. I knew it started with a C.
Okay, so, join groups, clubs, or sports that you're into. So, let's act this out.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Betsy, and I want to join drama.
And I'm Cassandra, and I like drama, too.
Let's talk about some of our favorite plays.
Okay.
And then you go on to have a great friendship. So, then...
You can ask yourself what you look for in a friend.
So, say you're at home. I want someone who's reliable, trustworthy, and let's see. What else do I want in a friend?
How about someone who's funny?
I like funny stuff. Honesty is very good, so ask yourself what you look for in a friend, because that's important, because you don't want to be hanging with the wrong crowd and never fit in. Remember that to have a friend, you have to be one. So let's act this out with Betsy and Cassandra. So, do you want to come to the mall Saturday?
Sure.
Oh, okay then. Let's go. So, in that instant, you might not be able to see it, but I'm being a friend to her, but yet I'm not. Do you get it? I don't know.
We're getting some mixed signals here.
We're getting mixed signals, which isn't good. So, And meet your friends' friends to see if you get along with them, because that could lead to having even more friends that you have in common with.
And most likely, you do, because you're friends with their friend.
But don't make it awkward and say, hey, I know you're a friend of my friend. And then just leave it at that, because that might be awkward.
Yeah.
Try by, if you actually meet them in person, because Facebook, everybody's adding mutual friends, you know? So don't just say on Facebook, hi, I know your friend, because that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, ask them what they like.
Or look at their pages, look at the likes that they have, and see if you have any in common. So be yourself. You want them to be friends with you, not somebody else, and not your alternate ego.
So don't be like, hi, I'm Charlotte, when really you're Cassandra.
Oh. Don't be like, hi, I'm into soccer, and actually be into basketball.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, it's harder to make friends because you won't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially if you're lying. So when you meet someone, ask for their phone number or email address, and you can chat them up. And if they don't feel comfortable giving out their phone number, maybe just get to know them better.
Yeah.
I mean, don't ask for it the first day. If the whole meeting part went really awkward, don't ask for it.
That's creepy. It'd be like, hey, Betsy, what's your number?
I'm going to go now. You know, that's just awkward. So don't do that. Don't make things awkward, because it's going to be awkward for not just them, but for you too. So talk about what they're interested in and say the fact.
It's a fact that people love to talk about themselves. So ask the person about their favorite activities or sports or whatever they're into.
And another thing that it's a fact, people love it when you say their name because it catches their attention. So it's like, Ellie, did you like that?
Oh, yeah, because I was looking down at my papers.
Because people like it when you say their name in conversation. So try using their name as much as possible. So, hi, Cassandra. Do you want to maybe go to the mall?
Sure, Betsy.
You know, try and use her name. Just don't say, hey, you want to go to the mall? Say, hey, Cassandra, do you want to go to the mall? Because it is a fact that people are attracted to not just relationships, you know? I mean, like, not like
romantic
ones. But in friendships, people are attracted to other people who use their name in sentences. So I could say, so Ellie, let's get started with the show. Ellie, do you want to do this? You know? I mean, people like it when you say their name. So that's just a tip on making friends. Try to use their name as often as possible, because otherwise they might think, oh, they don't know my name. So we'll act out two scenes. One of them will be when I don't use your name, and the other one will be when I do use your name. Okay, no. So how about you do it?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll be Betsy.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Cassandra.
Oh, I'm Betsy. Do you want to go to the mall?
Sure.
Okay, so now we'll try it where she says my name. Hi, I'm Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
See, it's better because it says, I know your name, I'm not going to forget it. And it also helps you remember what their name is. You know, connecting faces with names. And also, just a weird fact, try and ask them a few questions and say, what's your favorite color? You know, blue. You know, you'll go, Cassandra, blue, you know, and you'll hold on to that. So just a little tip. People like it when you say their name. People like it when you talk about them. And people like it when you be yourself. So just a few tips on how to make friends, you know. So just go back through this list and try and make as many friends as you can in your hobbies. Let's take a break.
I'm Ellie Sanders.
I'm Alexis James. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, walking the fine line between clever and smart.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Thank you, and welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our show topic today will be how we put a good outfit together. But first, I'd like to share a little random fact. We have a hedgehog here. If you're at home thinking, oh my gosh, they have a hedgehog there, don't be alarmed. It's only a fake stuffed one, which is kind of sad because I wish it were real. But I like hedgehogs. I got into them because this girl on YouTube, her name is Tabby. She had a hedgehog in one of her videos, like a real one, and I fell in love. It was love at first sight. And I actually only have two stuffed hedgehogs because you have no idea how hard they're to find.
They're really hard to find.
So one of my friends, Brianna, she went to this pet store and she said, hi, do you have a hedgehog? And the guy was like, for what? Birthday. Oh, for who? My friend. Oh, for her dog? No, for her. So she got me this little dog toy hedgehog and it squeaks, but I don't have that one here. And that one's named Tabby. And then I have this one and it doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a name.
It's really a tragedy.
So it needs a name. So since you're listening right now, go to the corner. Is it in the right-hand corner? Go into the right-hand corner and click it. It says email host. So then you guys can tell us what a good name is for it, because it needs a name.
It really, really needs a name.
It's nameless. Right now it's just hedgehog number two.
Oh,
you know?
The poor thing.
Such a tragedy. Everyone's been thinking it's real, too. Like, I'm walking around and people think it's real.
It's really real.
Everyone thinks it's real. If I hold it so it's like nudged into me and I hold it right, it looks real. So, okay, hedgehog.
Enough about the hedgehog.
But I do like hedgehogs. They're my favorite animal ever. They're just awesome. But hedgehog sales are illegal in Arizona. Illegal.
Such a shame.
Such a shame. So let's go on with how we put a good outfit together. Ellie?
Okie dokie.
Here we go.
Remember that your outfit doesn't need to match. It has to go. For example, do not wear a white top with white jeans and white shoes because it matches. Instead, wear a white top and blue jeans.
Or a blue top with white jeans.
Exactly.
And if you feel like it,
you can even add a little pop of color to your outfit like I like to do.
Like if you are wearing all white, which if you're going to like a party or something, mm-hmm. and you're wearing all white, try and add a necklace to break it up and a belt.
Yes.
Because you want to break up those colors. And here's another thing with your shoes and your shirt. If your shoes and your shirt match, it makes you appear taller.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
But if you're wearing the same color pant and shoes, it makes you appear shorter. Don't know why. Don't ask me. It just does. It's science. So make sure that colors look good with your skin tone. For example, you might be a fall person, like myself. So you want to wear oranges, reds, browns, and warm colors. Or you might be a winter. So you want to wear dark grays, blues, blacks, and other dark colors. And another option is summer for people who want to wear faded colors like light blue, light pink, and other light colors. And lastly, you could be a spring like Ellie.
Like me.
And you want to wear bold colors like hot pink, turquoise, Kelly green, and such. And what is Kelly green, Ellie? Do you want to explain this for us?
It's like
a turquoisey green, kind of, right?
Or no, is it not? It's like the color of like really healthy grass, like a bold green, you know, really rich.
Yeah. Yes. So that's another really good tip, you know, try and stay in your color zone, because I'm going to say this, it's a celebrity, Kim Kardashian. She always wears really dark makeup with her skin tone. I think she should go a little bit lighter for a change.
Yeah, she does wear a lot of makeup, and it's always really dark.
She always wears really dark makeup, and just don't know if I'm a fan of it or not. I mean, she hasn't tried anything else, so, you know, I don't know whether I'm into it or not. I don't know. So, Ellie, do you want to tell us another really good tip?
Make sure you keep the same style. For example, if you're going for a girly look, don't wear too much black. Instead, go for, like, laces and pinks and pearls and other little girly things. And if you're going for a funky look, choose cool patterns and unique shoes.
And I'm about to get very opinionated here. Do not wear winter clothes in the summer or summer clothes in the winter. It's so tacky, okay? Do you not know how tacky it is?
It's one of the tackiest things.
I hate short shorts in the winter. I hate it. Me too. Especially when paired with boots. I'm like, come on, people. So another thing that just irks me is when people wear long shirt or a tank top. Just a shirt. Doesn't matter what kind of shirt. Bugs me either way. Short shorts and Uggs. It's like, you don't look good. You look weather confused.
I know.
Okay? You look weather confused. It's like, should I wear boots or should I wear summer clothes? You just look confused, okay? So don't do it. You're going to look confused. Come on, people.
It's like you might as well wear jeans instead if you want to cover up your ankles.
You know? Seriously. I mean, at least if you're going to wear Uggs and shorts, at least try and not make it awkward like that. I mean, don't go with capris. That's just awkward because the length in between is about maybe 5 inches in between capris and Uggs. So don't make it awkward. If you're wearing Uggs, wear jeans, okay? Because unless they're at your house alone, I mean, kind of understand it, but I don't know why you'd want to wear boots inside.
Yeah.
Unless it's really cold. And try and make sure that with your shirt, the Uggs match. So you're listening to the Voice of America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our topic today is how we put a good outfit together. So enough with the Uggs. Let's go on to another tip.
Remember that you shouldn't overdo it. There should be only one focal point in your outfit, or like one main piece. This especially applies when you're wearing sparkles or glitter. One piece of clothing with sparkles is fine. The rest should be basic.
It really bugs me on the red carpet when people wear a long, chunky necklace. By chunky, I mean a lot of big pieces.
Yeah.
And then they wear the earrings, and then they wear bracelets. I mean, it's the red carpet. You want to be dressed up, but that just kind of makes you look tacky. You know, like you're trying to show it off, and it takes away from the dress.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to wear... I mean, this applies to prom, too. If you're going to wear a jewelry, decide, okay? It's kind of tacky to wear earrings and a big necklace, unless the earrings are studs. Mm-hmm. But who would want to wear studs? And then if you're wearing bracelets, try to make sure that you will be dancing, you know? So try not to make it, you know...
Too much.
Too much, and so they don't keep on clanking and doesn't get annoying, okay? It's kind of hard to pair a bracelet with a shirt. I mean, I never wear bracelets because it's so hard to pick them out, you know? It's just so hard because I have so many different opinions. So then, if you're wearing a white shirt, do not wear really dark makeup. Try a light pink with your eyes. Even if you aren't a summer, I mean, even if that's not your color, it makes your eyes look really good no matter what color they are.
Yeah, and especially when you're wearing white with the light makeup, it really just makes you... shine.
It kind of makes you glow, okay? Not like glow as in shiny glow, as in like your face is shiny, but like glow. And then if it's summer, try and wear denim shorts because it has the look like I just stepped out of a meadow and I look amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have longer hair, try and straighten it. And if you have shorter hair, try and curl it a little because it just adds, you know? So Ellie, here's another point right here. I wrote it in.
If you wear two different patterns, try not to make them too crazy. You should have, like, a main pattern, so, like, big polka dots, and then if you want to wear striped pants with that for some reason.
Okay, don't wear a zebra, okay? Don't wear two different zebras.
Yes.
If you're gonna wear a zebra, don't wear more than one of it. Either wear a shirt, a purse, and if you have zebra pants, I'd like to meet you, okay? So try not to pair a bunch of zebra together.
There's a girl at our school that always wears crazy pants. And I love her. She is so cool.
Because she makes it go.
I know. She makes it match her shirt. But I was just thinking, I bet she would own zebra pants.
She probably would own zebra pants.
If she could find them.
If she can find them, she probably owns zebra pants.
She wants to buy piano pants, which I think would be so cool.
But everybody would want to touch them and they'd get kind of dirty. Okay. I always wear jeans, so I don't have too much trouble finding a top. But I try not to make the length really awkward with my tops. That applies for the sleeves and the bottom. For instance, I hate it when people are wearing jeans and the top goes to, I don't know, their mid-thigh. I mean, it's just too long, you know? A little too long, or it's too short and you can see their tank top a lot. When you're buying tank tops, in the shirt, if it's multicolored, try and find the least used color and put it in there, you know?
Yeah, to bring out the smallest color in
like,
there. Like,
at church, this girl was wearing this orange shirt. Or, what was it? It was an orange shirt, and it had a pink glittery heart on it. And then she wore, like, a bright fluorescent pink top. And I was just like, I don't think you paired that color correctly. Mm-mm. And if you're going to wear more than one color, I mean, like, match colors, like your tank tops and your shoes matching, try to make the color the same. Like, yeah. If it's purple, it's hard to find the same matching purple. So I suggest maybe bringing it with you if you can, you know, because mm-hmm. you don't want it to be awkward and have two different color purples.
You want them to be the same hue.
Especially when they're so close together, you know. So just try not to do that, because then it looks tacky.
It does.
So now we are going to try and see what we actually do apply this to ourselves. I apply all of it to myself. I don't usually wear patterns.
Yeah, me
so neither. I don't have a lot of trouble with that. I usually try and stay in my colors for the fall. For fall. It's just hard to find the colors that look good on you, you know? Kind of is. For instance, I have this chapel shirt, and it's kind of a orangey yellow, and I can't find another color like it.
That one actually looks really good on you.
Because it makes my eyes look gold.
Yeah, it does.
It does, which you can take it either way, creepy or cool. So, basically,
I think it's cool.
I think it's cool, too. So, you know, just always apply these to your outfits, and you'll end up with a very good outfit. She's yawning.
Sorry.
She thinks this is boring. No. My throat hurts. I don't know why. Yeah, it hurts. I had to do that. So just, you know, if you pair these techniques with also how to do your makeup, you know.
You will be styling.
Especially since color is coming up, make sure you apply this to yourself. So
let's take a break. I'm Ellie Sanders.
I'm Alexis James.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here. And because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Thank you and welcome to the program, Take Two on Voice America Kids. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our show topic today is
spring trends.
So the first trend is color, color, and color is totally in this season. Say goodbye to your old black and white clothes, because
goodbye.
Yeah, because color is in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like the trends this season better than last season.
Me too. Last seasons were weird.
Yeah, it kind of was. So, Ellie, how about you share another one?
Maxi dresses are in this year. You can find them just about anywhere, and they're really cheap.
So explain what a maxi dress is for the people like me who didn't know what they were.
It's a dress that at least comes to your ankles.
Isn't it kind of flowy?
Yeah, flowy.
Very flowy.
Usually floral pattern.
Okay, so wedge heels are in for ladies.
Yay.
So we don't want men wearing them?
No. V-necks are huge this season, as long as they're a bright color.
I don't like that. I don't like it that they're like in a V-necks. Bright color. I like V-necks. I love V-necks, but I think they should just be white. Not any other color, not bright colors. It just, it'd look weird. Or in black. No, not black. Just in white. I like it just in white. I don't like it in any other color.
That's interesting.
So, strappy sandals. I actually have a pair, and they have, like, jewels on them. Not, like, multicolored ones, but they have, like, three.
Yeah, I have some, and they have little flowers on them.
They aren't bedazzled like mine.
No.
Okay, so on to the next. I don't like this one, so we're going to have a
little
opinion time about this.
All the stars are dyeing their hair platinum blonde this year. Like, Emma Stone, the former redhead, is now a blondie.
I liked her so much better with the redhead.
Me too.
I mean, it goes with her skin tone, you know? I mean, I just don't like it platinum blonde.
Me neither.
It just, something's so weird about it. I mean, just platinum blonde is hard to pull off in general. And then, Ellie's yawning.
I'm sorry.
It
doesn't look like her.
It doesn't at all. I mean, it looks like somebody different. And it kind of makes her skin look a little too dark for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who's somebody else who's gone platinum blonde? I can't think of anyone.
Diana Agron from Glee.
She already is a blonde.
Yeah, but not a platinum. Now she's like,
I don't think so.
I just saw it in InStyle. I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay. So, glasses with colorful jewels on the side. I'm not sure whether I'm into this or not.
They're like really big lenses. And then skinny straps with big jewels.
I'm not into it. Don't think I am.
I think they can look okay.
I mean, it just depends who wears them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So this is probably my favorite one of all.
Viva Glam MAC lip gloss and lipstick. Every cent made by the sales of this product will go to helping men, women, and children affected by AIDS and HIV.
So, I love that. So, dresses that hit the knee, no more mini dresses.
No, no, no.
Mini dresses are just awkward and...
You can't bend over.
Well, you could, but we don't want you to.
No.
So, the reason that I like this one is because it has a more spring feeling than a long dress. When I think long dress, I don't really think any season, but when I think of... like short dresses that hit the knee, I think of summer, you know, floral prints, and I think of spring, and I think of a light pink or even a white, you know. Mm-hmm. So I love that one. I'm not into this next one at all.
Orange lipstick. Like, I don't know if I'm into it yet, but every time I've seen it, it just hasn't looked right.
I just kind of think it looks like your teeth are dirty.
Yeah.
Like, you were wearing red lipstick, and then it came off. So I don't think I'm into it. Another thing that bothers me is purple lipstick.
Oh, that bothers me so bad.
I just don't get it. I mean, Demi Lovato would wear pink or purple lipstick all the time. What really bugs me is people who wear really, really, really deep, hot pink lipstick.
Oh, that bothers me too.
You know, just stay to some natural color. I like natural colors on myself.
I just wear chapstick.
I mean, I wear chapstick and I wear lip gloss. And the lip gloss usually comes off before I go to school. I really wanted to get the MAC Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's the Viva Glam.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want the skin tony one. Mm-hmm. Don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I was just at the MAC counter in, like, Nordstrom. Mm-hmm. And they had it there and I was like, ah! But I didn't have any more money.
How much was it? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Oh. So, green. It doesn't matter what shade. Green all the way, baby.
And also for evening, no more little black dresses. They're now little navy dresses.
Blue.
Well, any type of blue.
So, I like this one because it just has a little bit more of a night feeling, you know?
Little black dresses are so boring.
You know, blue. There are so many different kinds of blue, but black, you know, you can't go too dark and you can't go too light. Otherwise, it looks too grayish and washed mm-hmm. out. So, I like the blue dresses because now people have another option to kind of mix it up and do different kinds of blues. You know, like a light yeah. blue, a cobalt. That's a hard word cobalt. To say. Cobalt. Or even a really, really dark blue, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's so many different options. And, yeah, so I don't know if I'm into this one because it kind of makes me think old lady-ish. Long skirts.
I think they can look right if you're tall. But if you're short, they just make you seem shorter.
I don't really know what I think of this one. I'm not sure. Because it seems a little awkward to have a long skirt, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of makes me think missionary.
Missionary?
Missionary. Kind of makes me think old lady missionary. You gotta admit, doesn't it? Think of it now. Think of it.
I'm thinking.
Yep. So now, Ellie.
So one thing that's in is painting your ring finger on both hands.
I have to say I have this done right now, and I didn't even know that this was in here, but I had it done before anybody else at our school, and I think before this came out, before that tip came out, I had it done.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first one that I had done, and I had it for a little while, I don't think anybody noticed, but my ring finger was atomic green, which is like a deep green with a little bit of blue. And then all the rest of them were silver. And I really liked that one because I could pair it with different things. I mainly paired it with my green top. And right now, it's black and white. Every single other color is white except for the ring finger, which is black. And I put this really weird top coat over it, so they look a little bit ancient yellow. I don't like it. And then my toes, every single one is black except for the ring toe.
What would be the ring toe?
What is the ring toe? The ring toe. My ring toe is painted white. So, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I might do every single color black, and then this one pink. I don't know.
That would look good.
Well, what I'm thinking of doing is painting them all black, because then I can always change this one, and I don't have to change the rest.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. Let's hear from you guys what I should do, okay? Let's hear from you guys. So
click the contact host button.
Yeah, do that. And for Ellie, what color she should paint her nails next?
Yes.
Because they're lilac.
They're lilac right now.
So the next is blue eyeshadow. I'm not into a lot of the trends, and I'm not into this one because it kind of makes me think tacky.
Yeah, it looks like you could like go out and buy that eyeshadow for like $2.
Yeah. It's hard. It's very, very, very hard to pull off blue eyeshadow. Not only because it's an awkward color to be on your eyeshadow, but it doesn't really go with any eye color, you know?
Yeah.
I recommend this for people with gray eyes. I do.
Oh, gray eyes would look cool.
So anyway, let's go on with this.
Fringe on skirts, shirts, bags, anything you want.
I really want a pair of cowboy pants that has a little fringe on the side.
I really want something with fringe.
I mean, don't do it with a shirt. That'd just be awkward. No, I've seen even fringe earrings. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool, you know. So that slick updo for hair. I mean, I think it kind of should have been opposite for this because, you know, spring,
it should be down and flowy. But who was it? The judge on American Idol.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
I hate her eyeshadow.
It's so dark.
No, like, she did bright green. I mean, it wasn't bright green. It was like a light green.
Oh,
and
when was this?
It was over, it was two nights ago. I'm in love with Scotty McCreary. He's going to marry me someday.
Too.
No,
he's going
to
marry me.
Okay, you can talk to my mom. I called him first.
Fine, then I get
in
Justin
the
Bieber.
Auditions, I started singing that song. So, anyway, no, you don't get Justin Bieber. So, anyway, just, then I kind of think for spring, I think we should change this.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, you know, with long hair, you know, curled at the ends. Not the whole entire hair curled, but just the ends. And for short hair, all the way curled in tight ringlets. Not tight, kind of like loose tight. You know what I mean? Do you get that kind of?
It doesn't really make sense, but I know what you're saying.
Like, you know, not.
Like, lots of them, but they should be loose.
Yeah. Lots of them, but they should be loose. I really like that. So, I like that one a lot.
Next is statement lips. You're supposed to play down your eyes and make your lips the focal point.
The punch.
I think I like this.
I like it. I mean, I get it.
It's
okay.
I get it.
You can also do it the opposite way, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it might not make much of a statement. And then anything and everything must be floral.
Floral, floral, floral.
So, rompers. And straw hats. It's kind of weird. So, mm-hmm. One of my favorite ones is orange and hot pink color schemes. And then one I don't like is false eyelashes. And one I do like is honeysuckle.
One of my favorite trends is cowboy boots with skirts.
Okay, I want a pair of cowboy boots. I don't know where you get them, but I want cowboy boots.
Go up to Payson.
How about you get me some How about you get me some cowboy boots next time?
Okay, you tell me your size. Done.
I'm a 10.
You're a 10?
I'm a 10.
Goodness, you have large feet.
I know I have big feet. So, the whole entire show was about how spring trends, beauty tips, you know. By the time you're done watching this show, you're going to be gorgeous, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girl.
More gorgeous than you already are, of course.
Natural beauty is the best beauty, so just remember that tip. So, I mean, I guess that's wrapping up the show now because we gave you all the tips we have. We pulled it out of our bags. Thanks so much for joining us. You've been listening to Take Two
on the Voice America Kids Radio Network.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Take Two. Join us again for another show on the Voice America Kids channel. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.